we're going to talk about the common misperceptions or assumptions that we make when we begin to interpret dreams. We always need the discernment first, so we're just going to say, how can I get this wrong first? And then we'll have that out of the way. To interpret your own dreams is one thing, but when you're speaking into someone else's life, one, it's a bigger responsibility, of course, but also it's a different perspective, because for you, if you're interpreting your own dreams, you might have blind spots that is hard for you to see things in yourself that God is trying to show you. And that's why he does show things through dreams that he needs to tell you that you're not getting, because maybe you're not listening to people in your life, or you're not listening to the minister that's telling you to read the scriptures, or you're not listening to the counselor that's pointing out a certain component that keeps repeating that needs attention. And so God speaks in a dream. It's hard when you have blinders to that particular issue, and that's where you would need the dream interpreter. And sometimes, because you experienced it in the dream in such a real way, you're willing to listen to the dream interpreter tell you this thing that was in your blind spot that you wouldn't hear from your friends, or you wouldn't hear from your spouse, or you wouldn't hear from your kids or your pastor. It's the beauty of the grace of God is he uses everything to reach us. He's always trying to reach us. He knows we're feeling people. He knows we have a mind, a will, emotions. We have this soul, and the soul feels and the soul experiences. And that's what gets us trapped in this world and falling away from our spirituality, is the sensuality and the feeling of things. He comes in with, well, here's some feelings of an experience of something that I want you to learn and understand. And I think that's a beautiful thing that he does, such a loving thing, such a gracious thing. So we experience something and we wake up and we say, wait a minute, what was that? God, what was that? And we begin to pray. And really, that's the first thing we need to be doing when we receive a dream. We can be deceived by our own dreams because we are interpreting out of the flesh or out of the things that we want the dream to mean. So a good example would be, and this is a common example, where say there's a woman who's single, or a man who's single and looking for that spouse, that godly spouse, and there's a dream of a person that they're on a date, and this is an unknown person. They are having the most romantic, loving dance. They have this wonderful experience, and they have this embrace of this loving feeling, and they've never felt love like this, or they really felt a sense of love. Say this is one example of the dream, and they wake up and they say, who was this? Is this my spouse? I got to find out who this is. That type of dream can be misleading if a person is in a desire for romance and not really knowing, or not really going to God for the interpretation. So often the interpretation in that specific case is God romancing, God saying, I want more intimacy with you. I want more closeness. This is the level of love that I feel for you. I want you to feel that. You can feel that if you're close to me. And the dancing is the joy of being with Christ and the joy of knowing Christ. So we can project into our soulish desires. And yes, God does want a spouse for each person and wants to develop you in that way and your readiness for that. That's true too, and he will help you, and he will point out things in your dreams if there's a specific person that he has ready or that he has been preparing for you. He'll tell you those things ahead of time, and you'll get signals of this person, and it will show as an actual wedding. Usually before you meet that person, there can be false weddings, and we can get into that too. Another example is someone has put out a plate of food for you, and you're sitting at a table with maybe 10 people that you don't know at a long table. And the room is nicely lit. It seems to be a calm environment. You just happen to not know the people, and you have this plate of food. Well, if you're just learning dream interpretation, you might hear, oh, eating food is bad, and I don't know these people. That can be just an assumption, and then you're praying against this dream, but in fact, you are being served something. Food is something that you take into your body, so it would represent spiritual food or food for your spirit. So food that you eat can be bad for your spirit. It can be poisonous to your spirit if it's something that's given to you and you eat it from a demonic source. There's also food that is served in front of you to show that you are sitting at the table of the Lord, studying the Bible, studying your word, and it may be encouraging you to do that. So in this example, it would be encouraging you to do that in fellowship with others. So it's showing you with others eating the word together in a nicely lit area that would show that the light of Christ is there. It's a calm environment. It's a good place for you. It's a safe place for you. So sitting down at a table with food, no big deal at all. Nothing to be afraid of. Nothing to pray against. You don't want to pray against that dream. Canceling your dream isn't really possible, even if it's a nightmare, really. You do have to say, I command that to stay away from me in Jesus' name, and I bind those spirits and make sure that you're doing your warfare. But just waking up and canceling a dream, the best thing to do is to say, God, I need understanding here. That's what I'm trying to say. So we can be, because we're new and we're hearing different teachers, that we could get in the habit of just waking up and canceling a dream every day for 10 years and never get beyond that. We should be beyond having bad dreams, really. It's just God showing us something through our feeling that we have to pay attention to. But it shouldn't be this constant attack of being chased or running or being shot and those types of things. That shouldn't be happening for but a span of time while you're doing spiritual warfare. And we'll get into spiritual warfare too. So I hope I'm not skipping ahead too much. I just want to let you know ahead of time how we can get beyond the bad dreams and we actually get into the revelation. Okay, so let's talk about another mistake that we could make in dream interpretation, and that is not knowing the Bible by word and by revelation. If I dream of an apple, first I want to know the symbolic meaning of apple in the Bible. So I look in a dictionary that has all the words and their Hebrew meaning. So I always want to look in that dictionary first, because you might be surprised when you see a word in the Bible. I remember discovering the word highway in the Bible dictionary, and it was the road to God. It's spoken of in that way, and you're on that road, and you're moving quickly towards the things of God. How do you think there is the word highway in the Old Testament when our perception these days is that the highways are a new thing, something of the modern world? But no, they had that word then, and they used highways then. So we can't assume that certain things aren't in the Bible. So I highly, highly recommend, if you want to be a dream interpreter, that you go into the Bible dictionary. So whatever symbol you see in your dream that you wonder about, you can type it into the search engine, like towel or deer or a certain animal or a certain bird. I had a dream about a pelican once and I looked it up. It was an evil bird in the Bible. So you would not assume these things are in the Bible, but just look there first and then you can get revelation. Even if it's not in there specifically, you can see associated words. It's kind of like put your dream interpretation books away. Biblical ones are okay, but another thing that can be a hazard on the way to dream interpretation is taking those books as the word of God, because a lot of interpreters say don't have a spiritual warfare perspective, so they can say, oh, if you dream of a wedding, to them it could be always a positive thing. But we should always have a definition that's positive and negative for what it could mean, because it just depends on the scene. It depends on how you feel. It depends on the circumstances and if there are shady characters around. So you can't just say a dream of a wedding means one particular thing, because a dream of a wedding in the rain at night can mean something very different from a dream of a wedding on a beach with 10,000 people around and music playing. Putting the books aside, or if you do use the books, just know, for me personally, I had to add to definitions that I was finding. It's just God doing it. It's Him saying, this is what this means for you. And that's another thing. There can be dream symbols that He specifically uses for you. That's His language to you about a certain thing that He wants to talk to you about. So one day He gets through to you of what He's been showing you all these times. So it took a long time for me to be dreaming about my cat to realize, oh, this is what this has been all this time. And then having to go back and reevaluate all the dreams based on this new information. So that's the great part too about keeping a dream journal, because you can think you know what your dreams mean. We talked about identifying between dreams that are prophetic, that are literal, and parabolic. Knowing the difference between these is really helpful too, but you don't always know. So when you keep a dream journal and you look back, and there's some dreams that you thought you knew what it meant. So with maturity, when you look back, you see certain things you didn't see before. And sometimes you see that was not a literal dream, it was a parable. And so we even had the way that we were looking at the dream wrong. A lot of people assume that dreams are literal, but Jesus spoke in parables and he wanted us to understand parables. Parables were things of God. It was a sort of a mystery language that he was speaking so that those that would hear him would not understand, and he would be able to explain it to his disciples. So speaking in a puzzle was for those who would be able to have the revelation, and he explained the revelation. And so that's showing us too that just as Jesus spoke in parables, God speaks in parables through dreams, and he will also give us the interpretation, his disciples, so the disciples could hear the interpretation. Not everyone could hear it, just the disciples. So those are the ones that are disciplined in the faith. If you have discipline in the faith, he will reveal to you the meaning of your very own dreams. Someone that's coming to a dream interpreter often and isn't developing in those gifts has to be guided towards the wisdom of, you probably value this because God is trying to get you to learn and develop in this. And that often takes a little bit of prophecy to be able to see the gifting in the person and say it to them in a way that they're not taking it to the pride. But the pastor should be able to share this information in a way that this is going to take a lot of work. You're not there yet, but this is what you could develop if you put the time into it. That type of advice is guidance is very helpful. And it's very loving. It's very kind to do to members of the congregation that often feel depressed and powerless and dependent on other people that seem to have more spiritual ability. So this is a time this ability is going to be growing and developing in the whole congregation. It should be. This is going to be like the early church, but even more powerful. I would love to see you all developing in dream interpretation, and we'll get you to that point. We will work in that direction. Be careful of insincere motivations when you get dreams. We talked about wanting a dream to mean a certain thing, but there's also the insincerity of, I just am not going to go to the Bible, I'm going to go to this book, or I'm going to go to this dream interpretation book, and I'm not going to pray. So do we really want to hear from God? So nothing wrong with a biblical dream interpretation book. Just know that ultimately God has the specific meaning for you that he wants to tell you, and he can do that if you pray. I know when you have a lot of dreams and you're just beginning, it's overwhelming to pray for every single dream because you just don't have time. There's too many dreams and you do need help. And that's where you do need someone that can be teaching you, and you could be learning the symbols, and you can have the dream dictionary that's based on the Bible, and you could be studying those things. So nothing wrong with that at all. I think that's very helpful. It was very helpful for me. Just know that eventually you'll be getting to a position where you get a quicker revelation. Take it from where you are. Don't worry about even all this instruction that I'm giving you and all the warnings. Don't worry about being so afraid to do something wrong that you don't do anything. Definitely move ahead with your interpretation. Trust God and stay in the Word and continue to pray and live your life and just see what he's showing you and take the corrections when you see them. Be obedient to what you see in your dreams, what you know absolutely he's telling you. Is often something that you don't want to hear. So it's something the flesh doesn't want. That's a good hint that this is from God. So if it's something the flesh wants, often it's not from God. But then again, people that have been abused, people that have been through trauma, they often are getting a lot of messages from God about things that are good, that do feel good, like play and dance and singing and worship. Being out in a park, being out in the sunshine, being out in a convertible car. It's showing that God loves you and he's blessing you, and he gave us feelings so that we could feel the joy of life. And those kinds of feelings he does it's absolutely from Him, and He does absolutely want us to embrace. So we don't want to cancel dreams that feel good either and say, oh, that must be from the devil. I have to receive something from God that is hard on my flesh. So it can be kind of complicated, especially people that are intellectual and really want to do right by God. And there's the details of things that we do think about that can really benefit others, because we think of questions that other people don't voice. I want to see you guys boosted ahead as quickly as possible and really get you functioning and where you need to be at this time in the world.